We are gathered here mostly because we are people of faith. There are more complicated reasons sometimes that people come to church, especially around the holidays, but by and large, when we come here, we come because of our faith in God. We come together in a faith community, and it strengthens us. We're reminded of God's promises. We are instructed in God's ways. And I heard a beautiful anecdote this week about a woman who prayed for a stranger at Walmart. She was actually a woman who does the shopping for CAM. This is at the CAM board meeting that I heard the story. So there's a volunteer who just gets to spend CAM's money, basically, on things that people need, because they need all kinds of things and they don't have time to send employees to buy these things. So this woman was a volunteer, and she gets carts and carts loads of things that people need. Underwear, socks, toiletries, things like this. And she goes to the same places and people know her. And so she had a person who worked there draw to her and said, "You work for this nonprofit, for this ministry. Will you pray for my mom who has cancer?" And it was this beautiful moment of being able to pray together and to cast this big fear and worry onto God. So this is one of the beautiful things about faith, right? And worship. Faith, worship, our faith communities, our service, they allow us to be drawn together by something so much bigger than ourselves. By the mystery that we can't control, by the thing that surpasses our little tiny human control and power. And it's beautiful to be able to enter this space and humble ourselves before the power of God and remember that we're actually really not in charge here, but that we can trust the one who is. It personally gives me immense comfort and joy in my life to have a relationship with God. I love the relationship within the faith community, but also a personal relationship, and I would hazard to guess that you feel the same way. I imagine many of you have had dark, dark nights of the soul where your only comfort came from God's presence with you. Maybe nothing was fixed or resolved, the right answers didn't come, but God's power and love was with you. We believe, as Christians, that all that we have and all that we are is a gift from God. The very breath in our lungs right now, the beats of our heart, the provision that created the world, the ability to feel joy, all of it. We love God. That's why we're here. We owe God our entire lives. God is both our creator and our destiny, our savior and our healer, our comforter and our guide. So, with that being true, why do we allow God to go hungry? Why have we slammed the door in God's face? Why have we failed to show up for God in difficult times? Why have we let God go thirsty? Our gospel this morning is heavy. Jesus described to his followers what it will look like to take stock of a life. And he did not say there is a complex equation where we put our intentions and what we meant to do along with our church attendance records and the hardships that came up and we put it all together. He simply said that in the end, we would be able to see where our love of God became Jesus' hands and feet in service. As Lutherans, we're blessed to know that we belong to God full stop. We don't have hoops that we have to jump through for our salvation. That is God's work, not ours. And some folk read this scripture and have the terror of losing the grace that God has given based on when they couldn't see God's face. But we know that God's grace is irrefutable. We're not powerful enough in our sin or complacency to negate that power. So within the gift and structure of our theology, we read this not as a moment where we get to see if we belong to God or not. We belong. But instead, we get to have the opportunity to look into a very difficult mirror and see the ways that we either have served or rejected the love of our life. The ways that we have taken God's gift for granted and repaid grace, belonging, love, hope, and our very existence with rejection. That's pretty heavy stuff. If we read the scripture in terms of wanting to avoid punishments, then we're only thinking of our own well-being. But the freedom of Lutheran theology is that we get to read the scripture as people who have been set free. Therefore, we get to read the scripture and see how we can be transformed and move forward in a new day. God has given us everything, and we belong. So we don't have to read the scripture for our selfish little selves, but instead read the scripture and consider how our lives can reflect the grace that has been given to us in abundance. I have to be honest, y'all, it hits me in the gut to think about letting God go hungry and thirsty. But it is often difficult to see in one another the reflection of the Most High. We're not always great at it. We're all down here, all oily and grouchy and annoying humanity. And when we see those in need, we kind of like to comfort ourselves with made-up backstories, right? Drugs, laziness, incompetence, they were in the wrong. The lies that we have been told shroud our vision as we collectively pretend that people deserve their place. Well, let's be honest, Jesus didn't say, "You served me only when you fed those who deserved it." We create systems of rationalizing our failure to care for each other. Maybe some days for those we see at a distance, like the drugs and laziness thing, and others, those closest to us, in the ways that people have personally offended us, and so we keep them at arm's length. The slights and missteps that we've been recording and holding close, our own inability to forgive, keeping us from serving the image of God in our brother or sister. All of it adds together, and we end up slamming the door in our God's face. But today is Christ the King Sunday. It is the last Sunday in the church year. Next Sunday is Advent 1, which is the very first Sunday in the church calendar and the beginning of hope, a new day, our expectation of the Messiah and transformation. But today we celebrate the fullness of who God is. Christ the King, Christ our Savior, Christ who conquered death, Christ the beggar, Christ the person without a home, Christ who hungers, Christ who's been thrown out of their family, Christ our enemy, Christ in all that we see, Christ the King. We celebrate the way the reign of God upends the ways of the world. In the ways of the world, we look at power and dominance and strength, and that rules the day. But in the reign of God, love does. Service is the biggest flex of power. Humility is where it's at. Mutuality is higher prize than influence. Forgiveness, healing, sharing, openness, service. And Paul reminds us in the letter to the Ephesians, in what was read this morning, that in order to see all of this, we need to utilize the eyes of our heart. Because as it turns out, our judgmental ways of looking at things is broken. Our worldly lens puts ourselves first and disallows us from seeing the image and likeness of God, and therefore moving in this love as we act. How many of you were able to get those glasses so that you could see the ring of fire? Excellent, some of you. The rest of y'all just like saw the weird shadows on the ground, right? And like tried to look, but you couldn't see. Because if you looked, it just would blind you. But if you had the special glasses, you could see how cool it was watching as the eclipse was taking place, and then finally it was perfectly in the center. You can see. The eyes of our heart can see what our judgmental minds and selfish ambition cannot. And friends in faith, when we serve those in need, we encounter God. Sometimes it takes taking those steps in that direction in order to see with our hearts. If you ever have a crisis of faith or start to wonder what your purpose in life is, go and serve your neighbor. You will encounter God. Come down to Corazon. Come down to King. Today, beloveds, we celebrate the reign of God. The God that we love. The God that created us. The God who has been with us in every turmoil we've ever experienced. Cheered with us with every joy. The God who formed us from the clay and gifts us everything that we have. The God who rejects power and instead invites us to look the eyes of our hearts.